Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's third down and six. Purdy down the middle for Pearsall. He's picked again by Mike Jackson. How about these two corners? J.C. Horn first, and now Mike Jackson. With a second of the night for Carolina.
Oh.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, watching Brock Purdy last night, I was just reminded of that wonderful first part of the Muhammad Ali phrase. Just the first part, though. Float like a butterfly.
I'm going to give you a two. I didn't know where you're going. Yeah, he said it. We got some Purdy sound. I know you wanted to get into, but Steiny, he said it wasn't his toe. It had nothing to do with the toe.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, right? That's good. And he's always got that Super Bowl he led us to a couple years ago.
My whole, yeah. Again, I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just like shocked that happened. And if you're going to lock down this last playoff spot, which is Operation Playoffs, you can't have your guy throwing three picks, Steiny, let alone in a half. Thank God you were playing the Panthers.
Well, that's why you can get away with it. Mm. You picked the right team to get away with it before. That team was terrible.
And they got six wins.
How?
Vern, how, man?
All right, Brock, yeah. Three picks, but explain them, please.
I mean, honestly, like the decisions of going to those spots, I was fine with. It's just the execution of throwing a better ball. Feel like on really all of them, I needed to just drive the ball a little bit more, and I kept it up in the air too long on multiple of them. But that's, again, that's on me, man. I thought our receivers did a great job of getting separation and winning, and so it's just execution-wise, I got to throw the ball more on a line and put it there.
Kenny?
I mean, he's done it in the past, and I guess the victory in all of this outside of the 20-9 defeat that they laid on Carolina to keep their season alive, we heard nothing about the toe. So he's feeling good, Steiny. That's a victory in itself.
Unless he's lying.
No, toe's fine. Feels good out there. It's really just seeing the play develop in anticipation and letting it rip at the end of the day. So I had nothing to do with my toe.
I think it was a second interception, Steiny. It looked like he had nothing but terrain. He could have ran, and he decided to throw it. And got picked off. But he ran it six times for 16 yards, so he didn't look hampered as far as the toe to me.
Let's start out. We got a lot of people that want to jump in here. Let's go to Austin in Redwood City to start us out. Hey, Austin, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Yourself?
Doing well, thank you.
I'm doing pretty good. Oh, okay. Look, we got Jimmy G, little brother out there throwing Peyton Manning duck at the end of his career. Man, I hate to see Kyle Shanahan take the ball out of his hand and rely on that young defense. And we can't do that. We can't do that too much. We got who we got coming up next? We got what, one more game to rely on our defense? Other than that, man, we're gonna need Brock Purdy to stop throwing ducks out there.
Man, it ain't the toe. It's that arm where he messed up that arm when he first got injured. So is he injury prone?
Well, I did, you know.
I don't know.
He's out there now. So as far as I'm concerned, he's healthy. He's healthy. So you got to – the question is what can you do other than just keep playing the guy and hope that he rounds into form?
Yeah.
That's what you're left with.
And you said it earlier, Stoney, wedding vows. You said, and they put a ring on his finger for better or for worse. Arizona was way better than this. So obviously this was worse. And I guess at this juncture of the season, Kyle's not going to open up Pandora's box. But I was in that stadium. I'm listening to our station after the game. And, Stoney, I'm listening to people call the morning roast. I just think it's not a good thing for Brock in regard to losing his job. But the confidence from the fan base is something different. That's a whole different conversation. And because you saw Mac Jones have some success under center, maybe having more zip on his ball – I mean, people are human to think, okay, is there a better option when a guy's having, let's be honest, Donnie, for any quarterback on any level, three interceptions is not good, but in one whole half at home in front of the world, you know, I could understand some people saying, are they going to pull him?
Yeah, but I don't, you can't pull him this quickly, I don't think. Okay. I mean.
Or ever, because of the contract, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, if we're talking about a guy for the rest of this season, that quarterbacks like that, and we're talking about whether or not they should put Mac Jones in, they've got a much bigger problem than just this year with Brock Purdy. Because he's you know, look, and here's the other thing. I always think of Jeremy Lin.
Vinsanity.
And so Jeremy Lin comes into the league and he's nobody.
It's Lin Sanity.
And then and then he gets an opportunity and he explodes.
Wow.
And then a year or two passes and you realize, well, he's not the player who exploded. But he's not bad. He's pretty good. He's a good sixth, he's a good third guard off the bench. So it's like at first nobody thought he could play, Brock Purdy. Then he reached a level where it was like, wow, this guy's unbelievable. This guy's really good. And then eventually they come to who they are. And for Jeremy Lin, it was like, he's a really good third guard. Maybe that's what we're finding out with Brock Purdy. He's okay. He's good.
But if I paid him, you want a return on ROI.
And they paid
a return on investment.
Right. And and sometimes you don't get it. Sometimes you just don't get the return of investment. But it doesn't matter. You know why? Because you got to use the guy at quarterback because you paid him.
Well, you mentioned earlier, you know, when we saw Brock at his best, the offense was loaded. You still got McCaffrey and Kittle out here, too.
Okay. That's...
I guess I'm asking you, does that constitute loaded?
No.
I mean, there's no Ayuk.
No, loaded was Ayuk, Debo, McCaffrey, Kittle, Jennings, and then I'm even forgetting a receiver, I think. So I don't, you know, I mean... There's nothing, I don't think, for the Niners to do except to hope Brock Purdy gets better. Then he starts playing better than he has the first four
games.
Now,
before you grab the next call, the defense was a story also to me. But do you know, if any, because I'm like, well, can you keep, you know, the Ram game still in my mind? And that's the Rams and Stafford. But, I mean, Stoney, this was growth. And I put respect on Carolina coming in here, needing the game. Thinking to myself, I don't know what I'm going to get from the Niners defense. They were flying around. They held the Panthers to 9, were put in some bad situations and showed up. So am I not giving that enough love? Or do you, and you're not the only one, are you saying Carolina is impotent on offense?
I'm saying I don't think the defense is, like, we talked about the defense last week, like they were one of the worst defensive units in the NFL. And because the Carolina Panthers stink to high hell and they can only score 9 points, no, I don't think the 49ers defense is good. I don't. But I also see that they're playing Cleveland and Tennessee in the next 2 weeks, and those teams are so lousy that Robert Saleh is probably going to find a way to keep them under 24 points. And then if you can keep them under 24 points, I'm sorry, and I get Cleveland's defense is good, but your offense is totally healthy. Your offense should be able to win you the next two games.
And what I don't like about this next, because Brock, from a Brock perspective and a Niners perspective, Steiny, it's supposed to snow in Cleveland. And let's just say it rains. We know the history would – like, I just feel like after this three-interception performance, I want Brock to go out there and ball out. But if there's weather conditions, I'm like, I already know that's going to – that's like a defense in itself against Brock.
Okay. Well, then you got to win a 13-10 game. I know you hate that, don't you?
No, I'm saying, but what does it look like for him? Another couple interceptions? Like, can he afford that? Because at some point, the confidence has got to wane if he's turning it over.
But see, this is what I want. Like, I don't want to talk about what if he throws three interceptions next week. Well, then he's thrown six in the last two games. The other thing is, if it's snowy and cold and rainy in Cleveland, well, like any quarterback, I'm not going to expect Purdy to lead my team to a 40-point game. On the road in conditions. Now, it's not an excuse to have him throw four picks either. But yes, the weather may make that a lower scoring game. Jan's in Mountain View.
Oh, girl.
What's up, Jan?
Well, good morning to both of you.
Yeah.
I want to start out by, first off, Curry didn't win that game. He almost lost it, and if it wasn't for CMC and Kittle for holding up the offense and coming back, and also a shout-out to Sala for getting those defensive players to protect for the interceptions that Purdy did make and keep him with only a field goal. I thought that was pretty damn good, but I'm also making a comment that I checked the weather and it's supposed to rain the rest of this week and rain on game day. And if I were Shanahan, I put what's his
Mac
name
Jones.
In there?
Mac Jones
in there instead. And I'm sorry, but he has, in the past, Purdy can't hold that, can't throw in those weather conditions. And I don't know that it's improved any, and I'll be darned. I would put Mac Jones in there. And another thing, I just think that Shanahan for sticking up for Purdy last night, that was wrong too. I mean, he made those mistakes, and he came back. Purdy came back and said, "I know that I overthrew it, and I did this." Okay, you owned up to it. Why isn't Shanahan? Shanahan says, "Oh, he made good decisions. Those were poor decisions, and he needs to clean those up." But it was good to see Boza and Warner up in the press box last night.
Yeah.
Kudos to them for showing up and applauding the defense when they came back and got some picks and got some pressure on Carolina. But with exception of those three picks, it was a good game. So happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same to you, Jan. Have a great holiday.
Some sweet potato pie.
Yeah. I heard a few people talking about Bosa and Warner, and it's so great they're at the game. What else are they going to do? Well, they're on the team. Go watch the game. There. It's at home. What camaraderie.
Bosa had a long neck. He was sipping. But I'll tell you this. I've coached Eddie House in CYO, but outside of that, the pro, Stoney.
Right.
I didn't like Kyle saying that those were good decisions. And I don't know if I'm doing too much. I'm thinking of the whole Ayuk situation, the intel that we do have, where they're holding on to it. What are we owed, if anything? But to go up there and just, it was so obvious that those were bad mistakes. Just say that. Why are you going against the grain to where I just turned off the radio like, you lost me, Kyle. Not that you care if you got me, but damn, what's wrong with saying he's got to do better?
No, there's no narrative to a late throw. You're just a little late, and when you do, which people are late a lot, you just can't throw behind him when you are. You got to put it in front of him, and he had a little behind him on all three, and all three of those corners made him pay.
Well, I think the one where those were all good decisions.
I'm trying to play some different kind of stuff.
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, Kyle, did you talk to Brock in the midst of him stinking it up?
No, he's all right. Like, I mean, I communicated with him throughout the game and at halftime, but nothing big. Mixed dealing with him throughout the game, too, and Brock was fine. Just three throws he'd like to take back.
I get it. I get it. You guys are football fans, and you want Kyle to be more alarmed. I get it.
No, I want to hear Steve Kerr. He can't be that guy.
Yes, to Pods.
Wow.
To Pajemski.
Ah, you got me there.
Brock Purdy's his franchise quarterback. You got to treat him a little differently.
Well, I'll say this to Brock. And you know, if I were his guy or in his world, Stani, that he cared about. Jimmy at one point had a new contract and was the guy. And eventually his availability and his play gave Kyle a wondering eye. I just want to tell Brock, if you guys are into the Christmas game against the Ravens and whatnot, what has been since then, I feel like that's cooking the books. But those are numbers. Numbers are numbers. Shout out Will. But the bottom line is he's got to be better, partner. And 8 touchdowns and 7 interceptions in the games that you've played, plus the games that you missed, Kyle can do all that. But stuff can change quick, fast, and in a hurry in this NFL.
Right. No doubt. That's why what you've done 2 or 3 years ago doesn't mean a damn thing right now. It just doesn't. Like, Brock Purdy does not even resemble at all the quarterback he was 2 or 3 years ago for whatever reason. Is it the toe? I don't know. Is it the personnel around him? I don't know. Is it the defenses are getting a little more wise to what his strengths and weaknesses are? Probably. But all I'm telling you is for the last 2 years, the Purdy that I've seen isn't the Purdy of 2 or 3 years. I mean, that's not a hot take, is it?
It's a hot take in regard to me thinking, have we seen the best of them?
Well, yeah.
And we don't know the answer to that.
Maybe we have. It happens.
But last night doesn't help. 3-1 half.
Exactly.
And everybody felt like Stani, it got to the point when he did throw the ball, you know, I just was going through my mind, was like, oh, I hope this is not picked. It got to that point, you know?
Yeah. Let's see. Let's go to Will's in Berkeley. Hold on, Will. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Let's go to Will in Berkeley. What's going on, Will? How you doing, man?
What's up, my brothers? Happy holidays.
Back at
you. Guys are doing good.
Thank you.
You know, I'm thinking about this question. Is Brock Purdy a superstar, or is he just a quarterback who was hyped up from the beginning because we knew that Jimmy G was sort of like falling along the wayside? You know, I think about Tom Brady, Mahomes, even Steph Curry. These are superstars. These are people who are sort of resilient to sort of come back from adversity. And I'm wondering if Brock has just lost that luster. Is it time for him to just kind of sit in the backfield and give it up? Because, first of all, I think he's a small player. He's a small quarterback. He cannot see the whole field. Otherwise, he would have been able to understand where the routes were coming from. But, you know, and the speed of his throws are just lackluster. They're coming in as floaters. And when you throw a floater in the middle of the field, I mean, you just giving it up. It's like three flies up. So my point is he a superstar, or is he just, you know, someone who just got hyped up by the fans and then by the NFL, you know, by the league, and now he's sort of like just falling back. So
yeah.
I appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
You too. Yeah, Will. No, he's not a superstar. Brock Purdy's not a superstar.
Well, what if I told you if we
he's
looked
not.
At the financials, they paid him like,
okay, well, because
he's had
15 guys
he's had
paid
a lot
like
of success,
that.
A lot of quarterbacks.
Tua is a superstar,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, but Tua hadn't sniffed the NFC or AFC championship or a Super Bowl.
He's not a superstar. Brock Purdy, to me, is not a superstar. You can say he is. I don't think he's a superstar quarterback. Like,
could you say he was on the trajectory to be one?
No, he's 5'11". Like, he's a really good quarterback, but he's not. Like,
I know where you're about to go.
We can't go to Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen and Mahomes. Like, that's just futile.
But are you telling me to delete the footage and the memories I have of just that Lamar Jackson game going into Christmas a couple years ago? He was an MVP candidate in that game against Lamar. Now, you could tell me, and you have, Goo, wake up. That was up 10
understand
years ago.
What, yeah, I don't, like.
But when you're an MVP caliber or a candidate, you're balling.
1 year. Like, you hate Dak Prescott. He was he finished second in the MVP a couple years ago?
But he's had ultimate failures of getting his team almost 10 years
So because
worth.
Brock Purdy got to skate on the backs of an unbelievably talented team,
so that,
now
okay.
we think that
no,
he's...
that's different. If you're So that's how you saw it? But
no,
Scotty,
it's
saw
a
him.
Million different things. But, like, it's he had a great team to quarterback. Right. He's got a great coach that yeah. knows how to utilize him. But it doesn't mean that, like, he's a superstar. Yeah. But...
superstar.
Like, stop
strong.
Acting incredulous when, like, he's not a star. We know that, right?
But he's paid like one.
But so are 19 other guys who he's better than.
So what are we to expect from him week in, week out?
Great question. Great question. I don't know. I can only go on his, like, to me, what's more important is his most recent 10 games as opposed to the 10 games you pick from the year that they were a machine.
Well, man, I hear you, but I guess also I'm coming from the vantage point of when does this become an issue?
How long does his contract run for? You think
well,
I'm kidding?
No,
for God's sake, Jalen Hurts has won a Super Bowl in Philly, and everybody thinks he's an ass right now and is the biggest problem. So this doesn't go away. And he hasn't looked good. He just hasn't. But there's, you know, it's a fair question. What do you do? I don't know what the answer is other than nothing. What can you do? Let's go to Pete in San Ramon. Hey, Pete. How you doing, man?
Hey. Yeah, I'm doing great. Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Thanks for taking the call. First thing about Brock Purdy's money, that's just what the market was when he signed a new contract. Got a couple of years ago. It makes no difference right now. But, Guru, slight trip down your road, if you don't mind.
Okay, go ahead, baby.
Expectations. You. It's the opposite of under-promise and over-deliver. I think you're having over-expectations and under-receiving on the expectations.
Well, let me ask you this real quick, Pete. What about last night?
Yes.
I didn't have – nobody expected him to throw three picks in one half. I mean, what did you see from that? How does that rank on your expectation scale last night?
No extra charge.
Wow, Pete.
You got those for free.
Wow.
They won.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You too. Have a good holiday, Pete.
Yeah.
You're funny.
No, I'm not funny.
You're funny.
I love the discussion. You can't tell me I'm wrong.
I'm not trying to tell you wrong. I'm trying to tell you that, like, when you say nobody had Brock throwing three picks and a half on a bingo card, it's like, no kidding. He didn't play well. Well, what if he doesn't play well next week? Well, then they might lose.
But for you and Pete to say, and I get it, everybody gets paid. But when you pay somebody and they've excelled, I want them to keep excelling, and I expect that. So that's why I'm kind of incredulous on if this keeps up, they got it. And Max on the team,
well,
somebody's got to say the hell with the brand.
If Josh Allen keeps quarterbacking like he's quarterback.
But they don't have a Mac Jones on their team, a guy that stepped in, a former starter that played six or eight games and was balling.
This isn't about Mac Jones.
You don't think?
No, this is about Brock Purdy. If Brock Purdy is not good, Mac Jones isn't going to save the day. He's going to be fine, but you better hope Brock Purdy's better than this. But, I mean, the other thing is, guys have good years, guys have bad years.
That I get.
Okay, well, Brock Purdy didn't have a great year last year. And this year he's he got hurt and he's played four mediocre games.
And I'm a week or two removed from our discussion, and I said it. Evan can back me up. I don't need him to, but I told you all on the same show, I said, hey, under the tutelage of Kyle, I think Mac might be better. Just know that I'm looking at Brock like, I don't know, maybe in the past you could afford to have performances like that, but I just with Mac here and around and the recency bias, Donnie, I don't know. And again, it's drastic, three picks in one half, but you got to be better far more than what you're being.
No kidding. I mean, you're right. But here's the other thing. If you want to do it this way, and I'll just do this to make Evan smile, like, Brock Purdy's 3-1 as a starter this year. It's a better winning percentage than Mac Jones. He's got a better winning percentage than Mac Jones this year. So if it's all about winning and losing, like, kind of who cares? They're 3-1 with Brock. All right, 888-957-9570. I see Derek, Frank, Dr. Hustle, Carlito, Doctor. Anthony. We'll get to y'all on the other side. By the way, on Thanksgiving Day, we're going to bring you the Chiefs-Cowboys at 1 o'clock. Patrick Mahomes versus Dak Prescott as you're eating your Thanksgiving feast. Chiefs-Cowboys, 1 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game on Thursday. And tomorrow is your chance to win great prizes every single hour from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Warriors tickets, AC/DC tickets, Warriors bobbleheads, and much more. That's this Wednesday, every hour starting at 6 a.m. It's our Thanksgiving blowout right here on 95.7 The Game.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. At prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
He said McCaffrey, he just simply does not want to come off the field. They take it to him. Purdy down the middle, and he's picked by Horn. J.C. Horn.
And then he gets dumped by Juszczyk, but it's an early takeaway for this Carolina defense.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Just had three throws you'd love to take back. They're all three good decisions.
Yep.
Just a hair late on them. When you're a hair late on stuff, you can't throw it behind them. And he threw it behind him, and all three guys made him pay.
Yeah, Kyle, when you get an F on a test, it's not an A. That's what he's telling us. Those are three good decisions. No, they weren't. Why are you saying it? That's what I don't like about
this
whole...
I don't know what to make of the decisions. Well, the throws were terrible.
Ones. Yeah, I heard some people in the know in the
NFL.
Well,
that's Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, but...
I just had three throws you'd love to take back.
Yeah.
They're all three good decisions. Just a hair late on them. And when you're a hair late on stuff, you can't throw it behind them.
But
and
you,
he
what,
threw it behind them, and all three guys made him pay.
Hey, shut up. Dude, I just... He's trying to protect the rat on the table, and you can't. You're trying to be Captain America and shield this kid from what's coming. And he had a bad game, so don't tell us, Kyle, who I respect, but you
disagree.
Lose respect when you play that card.
Yeah,
this ain't James Logan Colts.
I think it's
Pee-wee's.
Fair. I think it's fair that if 11 weeks after Brock Purdy throws a game-winning touchdown to Tonjes, that people are still saying, well, that could have been an interception.
Well, ESPN had
scrutinizing everything. Yeah. And if Kyle said the decisions were solid, then?
You know what's crazy? Is I came in here and told you all, and we were on the chat last night, how Bryce Young to me just stunk up the joint. But now that I'm looking at the numbers, I'm going to ask you who was worse.
I don't care.
Bryce only threw two picks and had one touchdown. Purdy had one touchdown and three picks, and the coach called the dogs off in regard to the passing game.
I don't care what the numbers say.
Who played worse?
Bryce Young, because he lost and they stink.
I'm just saying, one has one more pick on the ledger.
You know, it's like, who had the triple, Wembanyama's triple double? He stunk.
I miss him playing.
I didn't even notice him gone.
Can I? It's our show.
They're rolling, by the way, without him.
It's our show. Can I call a lot? I need to call some people out. Just real quick. Take your time. Relax. Evan, Carter, Grandy, Willard, Dibbs, Bonte, Shasky, Spadoni, every YouTube chat, every listener, texter, every sports fan in the Bay Area, I'm coming for you. We get a bad rap when it comes to college football.
Mm-hmm.
But how dare you and I, this station, not mention what transpired last week in Stanford? We didn't mention game at all.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't even know it was on and watched it.
Exactly.
Shame on all of us.
Same thing happened last year.
Shame on all of us. Own it.
It's been 3 years.
How embarrassing. We didn't mention the big game at all. We're done.
Promise?
How dare us not mention the big game that took place in Stanford Saturday night? I'm ashamed, and you should be too.
I'm not
just
even close to ashamed. Not
Evan
even close.
Didn't even remind me.
Not even close. Go work at WCAL, Cal. Go
Evan,
work at WCAL.
How could you not? I was ashamed watching it.
We don't do college sports here. And if you want to do college sports here,
on the big
go
game.
Up to Sacramento and do Sac State against, Cusunace River College.
No, Evan, we do college sports on here.
I'm
go
embarrassed. Green.
That's true.
You didn't even mention it.
You're wearing a Tulane shirt and you're saying we don't do college football.
He got
okay, buddy.
Waves. Spadoni already texted me. We didn't mention it.
So what?
I used to go to the big games, Troy Taylor, and go to the frat houses after. What happened to us? Not one call. Like, I'm serious. What have we become? The big game. I just had to get it out.
Oh, yeah. And who's that to? The six people that were at the game?
No, what? There's not people at the game. Why do we not care anymore about college football here?
Because it's college sports. We don't get attached to these athletes. And we've got 19 pro teams in the area to
deal
with.
John Elway on line one. Stoney McCaffrey.
That was in 1979, Goo.
I just couldn't. I was hurt. Oh, man. All right, I got it out. Back to the Niners.
I'll tell you what, though. We'll get into We'll get into the game Tulane Charlotte this weekend. That'll tell you. I can't believe it. Listen, I hear you, Fitz. Yeah, I can't.
I can't do college.
I can't do college sports.
There's too much to keep track of.
I keep track of one team. I'm like John Sumrall. I watch us and I watch who we're playing next.
Spadoni just texts, must not be a very big game if we didn't mention it. And it's got the best name for a rival. The big game.
They took it from Yale Harvard. That's the original big game was Yale Harvard.
Oh, blasphemy, man.
You do realize that everything out here is 100 years less old than the East Coast.
I'm just telling you, the big game used to be popping when I was in high school, man. Damn.
Let's go to Frank in Atlanta.
Frank.
He says Guru is wrong.
All three good decisions.
Gentlemen, hope all is well.
Back at you. Tell me how I'm wrong. Yeah.
Guru, this Uncle Frank.
Okay.
Well, now, I ain't one to gossip.
Yeah.
And you ain't heard this from me.
Oh.
But for once, Kyle Shanahan was exactly right. I watched the game on DVR afterwards.
Okay.
I went back and watched the highlights. I went back and watched and went through the interceptions. All three of those by the defense was a good throw. The problem is your boy is compromised. His footwork is atrocious.
Mm.
He's late. And his pass has no zip.
Yes.
A pass that used to take him 2.7 seconds to get from A to B now takes him 4.0 seconds to get from the time he decides in his head that's where he's going to throw to where the ball is going to get to. That 1.3 seconds is enough time for the defender to not only make a play on him, but to make a play on the ball. And that's how Joe Horn got him twice.
Yep.
Okay, so his footwork is the problem because you got a quarterback who doesn't have a strong arm, who can't zip a ball where it's got to go. He's throwing up birthday balloons. And people are just going to run in front of the ball and get it. So Kyle has to look at that on film and say, I can't throw that 15 to 20 second intermediate pass down the middle of the field to Jennings anymore. I have to go shorter in these cold weather games. He has to adjust the game plan. And that's the only thing we have now. As long as until Brock gets the toe surgery and can drive a football again, that's all we're going to have.
Well, hey Frank, thanks for the call. Appreciate
Uncle Frank.
It. And he was right. I mean, one thing, Frank, I think he tried to explain this to you and he's right on the money.
But he actually agreed with what I was saying.
No, but you didn't hear the point about he's taking 1.3 seconds longer, okay? And now
three throws you'd love to take back. They're all three good decisions.
Right.
Just a hair late on them. And
there it is.
When you're a hair late on stuff, you can't throw it behind them. And he threw it behind them, and all three guys made him pay.
Goo, 1.3 seconds in the NFL is an eternity.
Just a hair late on them.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
All three good decisions.
And if you're going to be late on a throw, Kyle would like you to overlead him rather than throw behind.
Yeah. And he also mentioned zip or their lack of. I kind of saw that too, but if it's not the toe, I wanted to say the hip is connected to the hip bone and the neck.
Sure.
I mean, are you more concerned that toe is not bothering
him? I'm not concerned.
And Uncle Frank is pointing out the lack of footwork?
I'm not concerned. Did he play?
Yeah.
Then he's healthy.
And he said he was after the game.
Let's go to, Anthony in Santa Rosa has been hanging tight. Hey, Anthony, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing today?
Hey,
doing well. Thank you.
I'm just glad that we were able to get the victory. And I agree with the last caller, Frank, and Kyle, and what Shanahan said. I think they weren't poor decisions. I think they were just bad throws. And no one talks about that. The third interception was great. I mean, J.C. Horn pretty much came all the way across the field to get that.
That was a great play.
I don't know, man. So, Guru, why are you just so stuck on it and not able to just, you know, take the information or see it. You don't got to believe it, but because your name's Guru, man. You're supposed to be the all-knowing, all-receiving.
Yeah, let me open
up your third eye. Right, right now, it's like you have two eyes with a blind patch over it.
All right, I'm going to give you a three on that, but what
like
about
Mr.
this?
Peanut.
Can you sit this one out? I'm having a conversation. 8 touchdowns to 7 interceptions. Does that concern you?
It's not good, man. It's not the Brock.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
But I usually
and that's all, that was my
point. Known with that.
Yeah, that was my point.
And Sunday, too. I have to say, though, too, even though I like Brock Sunday, just the historic is there. With the snow and the rain,
Cleveland has
a good defense.
No doubt.
Not good offense, but Myles Garrett is on a tear, too.
Yeah. Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate the call. So, from Frank and that call, Donnie and you, you're laughing. I'm not.
I just think it's funny. I don't think...
Saying he's compromised. I'm not saying that.
I'm not.
Okay.
No, he's healthy.
And the coach is not saying it either as a quarterback.
No.
But the reasons, I mean, the picks are the picks. It doesn't matter why they're happening. Can you fix them?
He's playing terrible.
Shay.
Who's he talking about there?
That I don't know.
Call it like you see it.
I didn't lost a lung on the big game.
Wait, what?
Yeah, my... I lost something.
Yeah, that was the...
No, people, I'm getting a lot of love.
No, actually was the most... You want to talk about where a sports take goes to die. Talk about college sports in the Bay. It's whatever resonates means, it's the opposite of that.
And that bothers me.
Yeah. We're not a college town. This ain't Ames.
When Lamont Murray and Jason Kidd beat Duke in the tournament, this place was popping.
Yep, 32 years ago. 32 years ago. The bottom line, we're more sophisticated out here, Goo. We're more sophisticated. You want to get to Yakima, do a little Washington State football?
I want to give you some Niner trivia, see if you, Evan, and the listeners can get it.
Of course I'll know it.
So Cleveland Furrow got a sack last night. He leads the league or is tied on the team with 2 sacks. Can you name who's tied with him, Evan?
on the Niners?
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Now, I'm assuming it's active members.
Hold on.
There's no way he has more sacks than Bryce Huff, though.
Well, it's two with Bosa. Yeah. Wait, Nick Bosa leads the Niners in sacks this year with two.
Yeah.
Who else has two? Huff's got to have two.
Burrow has two.
What about Huff?
I don't know how many he has, but I just got I got it locked in on the phone. It was tied with Bosa for two team lead. Tell me I'm wrong, E.
We'll go to the tape.
Give me a sec.
All right. Yeah.
Bryce Huff doesn't have two sacks?
I'm just telling you what I read. I got
He's
it
been
right
close.
Here. And tell me, ask who I got it from. Our guy
49er
Madsen.
49er Frankie.
No, our guy Madsen is sacked.
Well, usually he's money.
Yeah.
Two sacks is the team leader?
Yeah, I got it right. Tell Evan, I got it right.
Bryce Huff has four.
Oh.
I think it's for the second most sacks on the team.
Oh.
All right, I got it saved. All right, I'll tell you.
But it's
on.
Nick Bosa, and there's one other guy. He got hurt last
Michael
night.
Michael Williams.
He got hurt last night.
Evan, Kyle, hold on.
D winners?
Keep talking, Stoney.
Nope.
Evan.
Lenore.
Nope.
It's not going to be safe. Collins.
Nope.
It's Martin.
Nope.
You
can't pronounce his
name. Elliot. Oh, Okuwanu.
There you go. Nice, Stoney. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's go to Derek in Walnut Creek. Hey, Derek. How you doing, man?
It's okay, Goo.
Well, let me, you guys ever seen the movie The Big Lebowski?
It's a great movie. Yeah.
Forget about the effing toe. Forget about the toe. Guys, you say that you want Purdy to return to what he was. Well, return to what he was against Cardinals. Two interceptions that were dropped. How about last year? Just red zone flaccid. So, I mean, I think we know what we have with him. What's changed? Debo. The wide back from 2 years ago. He played out of his mind. You guys have been talking about for years. What's the difference? You had two Swiss Army knives back there with C-Mac, his best year, right, and Debo. And then you got the best tight end of the generation with Kittle. That's the difference. Brock can't lead a guy. What's wrong with Pearsall? He can't be led. Remember that Monday night game against the Rams last year? There's Pearsall wide open.
I remember.
Come back for a contested pass. Mm. That's why Juwan is so important. You need physical receivers who are going to get beat up because he's off. He's got to shift his body for a throw. There's a lot of air onto it. The DBs are onto this. It's just, it was nice when he took the reins from Jimmy, happy feet Jimmy, who couldn't stay in the pocket. It was refreshing. But look what Brock stepped into. Those 2 years were magic, but that's all it was. Disney movie and move on.
Wow.
You know what, by the way, you know what Bill Walsh would do?
Tell us.
He'd stir the pot. He'd be an SH disturber. He'd let there be a quarterback controversy and then shrug his shoulders and go,
wow, man.
The cream rises to the top. And I love, you know what, one last thing. I love watching how, you know, we have a general driving us down the field in a two-minute drill, right, with our new backup now, right? That's what I like seeing.
Thanks, Derek. Appreciate the call. You know, Goo, I don't know. One thing I found out in the last few weeks is, you know, a lot of times some of my best material, you just – doesn't register with you. And the one thing I'll always remember is 3 years ago when Debo was here.
I can't remember.
I said, you know, when Purdy was on a rookie deal, I said, you know, it's almost like they have an extra weapon. Most teams don't.
Oh, he stressed out at the line of scrimmage. It was window dressing.
That's right.
No doubt.
So Debo Samuel is a part of this.
There's
a
man. But when people were ready to run him out of town, and I was one of them thinking he was done, Stoney, now you kind of wonder, man, that was a big deal. Even if the said play, because we know it was super effective when he was in his prime. But man, you can't throw three interceptions and say, I'm not saying you are or anybody out there. It's because no Debo.
No,
it's ready to go.
What I'm getting at is when Brock Purdy was at his best, he had McCaffrey,
I got you.
He had Debo, he had Kittle, he had Ayuk, he had Jennings.
You're stressing
defenses out. And the minute, like, they got up against it with the salary cap. We knew they were going to have to lose one guy.
Yeah.
And they did. And that's
what he did was
a big dynamic.
Yeah, and you're speaking to it. What he did was defenses had to account for him, Stoney, some way, some shape, form, or fashion. Now, remember I told you my boy Reg B said, you stay losing on that show. It kind of hurt me, and I had to tell him later it did. Mattson, the tweet was, Farrell is now tied for second on the 49ers with two sacks this season. He's tied with Bosa and Okanagwu. I was in the game in the car and just assumed that was for the – my bad. Done.
One of the things that has always stuck with
Shout
me
Mattson.
In life, in my days when, let's say I was in high school or college and I would take a test or even write a paper, one thing – and just feel free to go ahead and do this – before you hand it in, check your work. Just check your work first. And, you know, had you taken just a little more of a glance
at
that tweet, you would have saved yourself some embarrassment.
Now, that guy that tried to get me to bite the caller before the last caller.
I liked him.
No.
What?
When it was all said and done, he was just saying, I am a bit worried about the conditions coming up Sunday, but as far as... if anybody's giving Brock the BOD, the benefit of the doubt, that's been me. I'm just telling you.
You don't have to be all things to all people.
I don't like what you're doing because I know what you really feel. And now you're.
What do I really feel?
What was the skater?
Ty Babylonia.
Karaguchi. Yeah. Now you're kind of just skating over to the other side.
Karaguchi.
Yeah.
You mean Nancy Kerrigan?
Yeah, no.
Or Christy Yamaguchi?
Yamaguchi, yeah. And we know her brother. We know her brother. But anyway, come on, Steinie, stand on it now.
You don't even know what you're saying.
Yeah, that is not, I don't, he's got to be called out for that performance.
Who?
Brock.
By who?
The coach.
Just a hair lead on him and.
Don't say they were good decisions.
They're all three good decisions.
He's 8-7. That's not good. That's not Brock Purdy likes, Donnie. 20-12 last year in what you deem substandard. But the bottom line is, man, you know, we can't ignore what Mac Jones did and how some people, right or wrong, were clamoring for him. And I think that got loud last night. And Shasky, one of them, in the stadium, Niner fans, were kind of saying, was he going to get benched? And I wasn't expecting that. My trip to the game last night.
Where's the one?
It's too.
You got to always. I mean, you got to think about all of them. Why it's happening. You know, it makes me a lot more hesitant if they're all bad decisions and stuff. But he was seeing it right. They're all really good decisions. He just missed the throw on them. So, you know, I think it is a lot worse when you feel like he's not making the right decisions.
But he wasn't. Last night he was making the right decisions. He just couldn't execute.
Vern, I guess the next question, Steinie, would be, hey, what do you think about 8 touchdowns to 7 interceptions? What do you think about that ratio, coach?
He's got to get better.
Yeah.
He's got to get better.
Especially if they're going to hold. Steinie, Detroit's on their bumper. They got a hard schedule, too. But the Niners are in the spot. They got to have Operation Cleveland. But, man, you need your quarterback to be better than he was yesterday.
You know what? Maybe you don't. That's how lousy these teams are. I mean, are we going to hear?
Cleveland's got a top-tier defense. No, seriously, man.
Okay, so what?
Your
what
boy's
are you
on a tear. Miles Garrett. Then if you do
okay,
this
double
to
team him.
No, if you do this to Cleveland or any other team moving forward, it might bite you in the ass.
See, this is the other thing. I would rather have Kyle Shanahan go up against Cleveland and Miles Garrett than Shedeur Sanders, quarterback in his second game against a Robert Saleh defense when he just urinated on another young quarterback, Bryce Young. Yeah. Like, this is Robert
I get that
Saleh.
Part of it, the defense,
Robert
I get
Saleh. Just
but
made
they followed
Bryce
up
Young
the Atlanta
look,
game with
right.
the Ram debacle, but you know it's about talent. So, you know, they were great last night. They were flying around, and they had Brock Purdy's back for those interceptions. I mean, in the red zone, Steinie, those picks were happening, and the Niners kept them out. Shaiir Brown, give him credit, 2 picks.
Just can it's a short week, so yeah, tomorrow, and then it's Thanksgiving. So, can we just make one promise tomorrow?
I got to hit
first.
Because
it'll be our last, our last show before Cleveland.
Yeah.
Don't sell me on Cleveland. Just stop it.
Their defense.
No.
What about the weather?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, what?
So you acknowledge the weather? Why would the weather be worse for the Niners?
Brock can't throw the ball. I was talking about Brock in the conditions.
Okay.
That's a thing. We all know it. Am I wrong?
You better be wrong. You better be wrong.
No, that's a fact. Toyed.
So, okay, if Well, then why would you play him? And I'm not kidding you.
I swear to God, I have no proof.
So we have a dome quarterback and an outdoor quarterback.
No, I'm just saying in conditions when there's precipitation and water.
But this is what you do when you pander to the Niner fans. What if it's a weather game? It's a weather game for Cleveland then too.
Right.
Right.
And the results
are. So play through it. Like, why is that a disadvantage?
Well, he's going to get a chance to do it. I'm just saying he could be behind eight ball if there's weather.
Oh, no, it's going
to
snow in Cleveland. We got our excuse now.
I don't know.
Weather affects both teams.
Weather is the great equalizer, Steiny.
But there's no excuse.
Yes, you already say, what about if it rains?
Josh Allen.
It's like, okay, it rains.
Mac Jones, they got an arm strong enough to throw in conditions. I don't know if Brock can, and he hasn't in the past. And he lost his last, they lost their last visit in Cleveland.
With a better team.
What P.J. Walker or T.J. Walker? Who was the quarterback did?
Who's better than Shador?
Was what?
What do you got against Shador? Don't be
he
one
stinks.
Of them.
He stinks.
Oh, don't be one. Hey.
He's a rookie quarterback, therefore he stinks.
He just got his first win.
Congrats. Who'd they beat?
Raiders.
Just looking for his first NFL win coming up. I'm just kidding. All right. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Bay Area Fast Track. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, what?
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.